Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, start things off with telling us how things are going in the grain markets.
Well, there's a lot going on in the markets right now. And as one analyst said, it's about oil. Oil's a big factor. Oil prices are extremely low, oil demand low. I mean, it's got the whole economy. And then oil prices impact corn prices and ethanol prices. And wheat prices are connected to corn prices to a certain degree, because that's with cheap corn, you're not going to feed as much wheat. Then you got the index of the U.S. dollar. You know, that the value of the dollar in the last few months has increased from about 96 to 104. That's an 8% increase in the price of our products going on the export market. Now, it's fallen off around 4 points, so it's a little lower now, but it's still relatively high. And then you've got the crop conditions, getting to the actual what's going on. You're planting corn planting started. You got the wheat crop conditions, that's relatively good shape. And then you've got wheat plantings, spring wheat coming up in the U.S. They're planting wheat in Australia now. They're looking at having a crop for the first time in 3 years in Australia. So you've got that coming on. And then you've got the crop conditions in the European Union and around the world. So there's just a lot going on in the markets right now.
Do any of these price movements and things that you're watching give us any indication of what the future may hold in terms of prices?
Well, there's a lot of it. I mean, you take the three main things, oil, COVID-19, you take the dollar index, all those are not really related to wheat. They create risk, they create volatility. But yes, the current prices do have a meaning. You can sell wheat at the current price. You can sell they've got a forward contract, and you can sell wheat or buy wheat at those prices. So yes, they're real, but they don't mean as much as they normally do because of the increased volatility.
With that in mind, how's the 2020 market shaping up?
Not very good. It looks like we're going to have continued relatively low prices. And I mean around $4.50 to $5 for Oklahoma wheat, somewhere in that vicinity. We're looking at a record world crop right now. You've got now Russia slightly, they lowered their production a little bit a couple weeks ago, and then they raised it up. So a lot of uncertainty there. Ukraine's supposed to be lower, but you've got Australia coming on the market right now. First crop in probably 4 years. They're coming in, and so I think it's going to keep prices relatively low.
We need something positive to end on. Anything optimistic you can tell us?
Well, in the last week or so, our basis has increased. A higher basis for our forward contracts, higher for current prices. That means there's demand for our 2020 harvested wheat, and I think that's good news. Give me test weight, give me protein, and we're going to have, given conditions, a relatively good price.
Let's hope for that. Kim, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week. Mm-hmm.